next on the 5 o'clock report.
Variant is now the most common lineage circulating in the United States.
Language groups of the world that do not have God's word to receive that in our lifetime.
I think that it's a nice skill just to know for any circumstances.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. White House officials say nearly 1 in 3 Americans have received at least one COVID-19 shot, and 50% of U.S. adults are on track to be in that category by this weekend.
Even as we vaccinate Americans in record numbers,
White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt,
we're still not even halfway there.
The CDC warning about a coronavirus variant in the U.S. that originated in Great Britain.
The B.1.1.7 variant is now the most common lineage circulating in the United States.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky urging Americans to get vaccinated. After weeks of negotiations, Governor Cuomo and the state legislature finally reached an agreement on the new $212 billion state budget.
It's going to rebuild New York. This has to be a time when you reimagine New York.
Lawmakers continuing to work late through the night. We're talking about in chambers until 3:30 this morning, but finally getting it done. Even though Republicans were largely excluded from this since they are a minority in the Capitol, Democrats putting this big spending plan into place that's going to bring casinos into the state more fully, and that's going to spend a lot more money.
Pix11's Kirsten Cole breaks down the numbers.
Who gets more? First of all, schools, $29 billion plus more, and another $29 billion for green economy investments. There's also going to be $2.5 billion for renters assistance, as well as homeowner assistance, and $2 billion to help undocumented workers who were largely left out of prior pandemic help and unemployment benefits, $1 billion for restaurants and small businesses that were slammed by losses last year.
The new plan, nearly $18 billion more than last year's New York state budget. Once the Senate and Assembly pass the plan, it'll head to Governor Cuomo's desk for signature. Two men on the FBI's terrorism watch list are behind bars after they were caught trying to sneak across the border in Southern California. More from Rich Thomason.
Both are on no-fly and terror watch lists. The White House saying of such incidents,
they do underscore the importance of the critical work that is done on a daily basis to vet those at the border. DHS works not just at the border, as you know, but also with international partners to share intelligence and other information, including to prevent individuals on certain watch lists from entering the United States.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
At this hour, a group of congressional Republicans is at the border highlighting conditions. They're urging the Biden administration to do more. 10 international Bible groups are joining forces for an ambitious goal.
We want to see the remaining language groups of the world that do not have God's word to receive that in our lifetimes, preferably by 2033.
John Chestnut, the founder and CEO of Wycliffe, says details are available for this project at illuminations.bible. Still to come this Wednesday, seeing a spike in gun sales in Pennsylvania, feeling the shortage of teachers in New York, and applauding a native son.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A beautiful evening will give way to starry skies overnight, and I'll be mild. Low temperatures, 40s in rural areas, low 50s in the metros and near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario. For tomorrow, today, the features more sun than clouds and a warm afternoon. High temperatures mid-60s in the mid-70s, but again, cooler near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario. Friday, rather cloudy with a few showers and high temperatures in the 60s to near 70.
Thanks, Kevin. Now for what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Gun sales have spiked in the Keystone State. The Pennsylvania State Police say the state's instant check system on firearm purchases has set a record with more than 427,000 quick checks in the first quarter of 2021. Sean Davenport and Matthew Dittmore tell News 4.
I think that it's a nice skill just to know for any circumstances.
A lot of people feel like there's a state of emergency going on right now, so a lot of people have actually come to me and said, what kind of firearms are good? What kind of firearms should I purchase?
Greg Iadani owns a gun shop near Pittsburgh.
People are panicking. Now with President Biden, they're afraid of guns being taken off of them, not being able to get a gun.
Gun control advocates have pushed the president for more restrictions after several mass shootings. President Biden is planning to unveil a series of executive actions on gun control tomorrow. The Empire State has a teacher shortage that's only being made worse by the pandemic. New York State United Teachers says enrollment in the state's teachers' education programs has declined by over 50% since 2009. They say students are having a hard time meeting their student-teacher requirements to fill those jobs.
The student teachers were there. We just couldn't get school districts to agree to take them on.
There's going to be a tipping point where someone's going to say, as a student, I've tried to do all the requirements, but I can't get my student teaching in, so I'm going to pursue something else.
NYSET says around one-third of New York's teaching population will be eligible to retire in the coming years. Thousands in New York and Pennsylvania picked up a new hobby during the pandemic, gardening.
We were busy, and I think like most garden centers, it was hard to have enough product to meet demand. We were buying stuff in from other places just to have enough stuff on our shelves or benches for customers.
Countryside Floral and Greenhouses in Hamlin, PA say last year many plants sold out with all the new hobby gardeners.
Some businesses, they're increasing vegetables because they know that there's a high demand. Some businesses, they're increasing everything. Last year, a lot of our businesses had record sales, and we're very lucky that that's how this industry is trending with everything going on in the world.
They say shop early, but keep your plants inside since the ground is too cold.
We have a lot of customers coming in for that fake spring, wanting to buy plants now. And we're like, you can buy them, but they're gonna die.
Garden shops say you're not clear of the frost until mid to late May. Next at 5, one ripple effect of the pandemic is an increase in the hardship on victims of human trafficking. Martha Manikas Foster talks with supervisor Melissa Luby, who mentors other survivors to find their voice and freedom through Christ.
Human trafficking involves a vulnerable population. Mm-hmm. So when you're adding a pandemic to the already vulnerable population, they become even more at risk. Now, what happens when you quarantine people and now people are losing their jobs? They're going to go to other ways to be able to relieve the stress. So if you're already purchasing sex, you're going to desire that even more. Also, people that are already vulnerable are even more oppressed during this time. You know, you have all these children that don't have access to social workers and teachers and people with the shutdown of schools in 198 countries.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking billions of children out of school.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you're stuck in a house with the increased stress? Domestic violence has increased. Mm-hmm. Sexual abuse is increasing. And so now traffickers are looking at this as an opportunity because now kids are, you know, are more so online because they have to social distance. They don't have access to their normal socialization opportunities. Sports was shut down. I mean, everything was shut down. So these kids are sitting in their living rooms while the parents think, oh, okay, you know, they're safe, mm-hmm. but they're not. Because predators, some of them, they make it their job to be online and pretend that they're kids to exploit children. Also, at the beginning of the pandemic, shelters were shut down. So the shelters that were in place for trafficking survivors and domestic violence
mm-hmm.
were shut down. So not only were they in a terrible situation, now they didn't have avenues to go out and get help. And some of the funds around the world were redirected to fight this pandemic and taken away from shelters and different nonprofit organizations. And a lot of them shut down.
Yeah, that's quite a combination. Demand increased. Those people who, because they're now closed in with whomever might be abusing them, they can't get to a shelter. But there's not the awareness of having another adult watching children and saying, hey, something's going on here that might need
right.
some attention. And you have more children like required to be online. And so those who exploit that have more opportunity to lure children. Is that kind
yeah.
of what you're saying? Oh, my.
All of those together. And the average age in the U.S. is 12 years old.
Right.
To become a victim of human trafficking. The risk has gone up because people are more vulnerable.
Melissa, I want to ask specifically about your vision for Christians in this fight. Is there a special role for the church?
I think the church has been very silent about sex in general, and it is time for us to open the topic up, equip our congregation, not just in the sex trafficking, but of sexual abuse, pornography addiction, We need to be able to do prevention programs in our churches because the root of this is sexual abuse. The demand is happening because there are millions of people addicted to pornography who are really driving this whole thing. You know, we need to open up the highway of healing here in the realm of our sexuality. And if the church isn't going to do it, who's going to do it? The world is not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The church needs to step in, and are you willing as a leader to open this up and to really make a way for people to live the holy and righteous life that Jesus has called us to do it? You can prevent sexual abuse when you're equipping the parents, when you're equipping the children,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about sexual abuse because it really goes hand in hand.
I was just going to say that, yes.
85% of victims of human trafficking have experienced sexual abuse. Neglect is another one. But now the online availability has definitely expanded this thing.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing, it's like entering the devil's den. But you know what? I shine such a bright light in that den that nothing can stop what God wants to do in this area. And so if all of us can start putting a light in the devil's den and turning the light on in the deep, darkest places, we are going to win this war.
Thanks so much, ladies. That's trafficking survivor Melissa Luby speaking with Family Life's Martha Menikas Foster. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks remaining near record levels today thanks to stronger than expected economic data. The Dow up 16 points, the NASDAQ down 10, and the S&P 500 gaining 6. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here's our expert, Rob West, with today's MoneyWise Minute.
In business, margin is the difference between what an item costs to produce and what it sells for. A business can't survive without it. And having margin in our lives is just as necessary. Your job, your family, and church commitments are all important, and they naturally consume a great deal of your time. But you must also build in margin to give yourself quiet time in prayer with God and to study His Word. To be clear, time with God isn't something we have to do. It's something we're incredibly blessed to be able to do. God wants your prayers and your fellowship. He wants to be the best part of your life. People often say they can't find time to be in God's Word. They're right. You can't find it. You have to make the time.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org, MoneyWise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
It's official. The MLB All-Star Game will be played at hitter-friendly Coors Field this year. The league moved the Midsummer Classic from Atlanta to Denver over objections to sweeping changes to Georgia's voting laws. Colorado Governor Jared Polis is happy.
Colorado has really knocked one out of the park on this one.
Coors Field last hosted the All-Star Game in 1998. Speaking of knocking one out of the park, a Western New York native got his first MLB home run on Tuesday.
Hine swings and pounds a ball to left. Carrying well. Gone! Jonah Hine is in the book.
The Texas Rangers' Jonah Heim went deep in the bottom of the sixth inning as the Rangers went on to beat the Blue Jays 7-4. Heim attended Kenmore East and Amherst High Schools and later began his professional career with the Oakland A's in 2020. Staying in Western New York, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz reminding fans Tuesday that just because Pagoula Sports and Entertainment has received a revised version of its privately funded stadium study does not mean the Buffalo Bills will get a new facility or see renovations to the stadium soon. The Bills' lease with the county runs through July 2023, and Highmark Stadium, which was originally opened in 1973, is among the oldest stadiums in the league. However, it has received nearly $150 million in renovations over the past decade. And Nike has suspended sponsorship of Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson amid sexual assault allegations. 22 women have filed lawsuits against Watson over the past month, and yesterday, one of them, Ashley Solis, spoke publicly about her accusations.
We were all deceived into thinking Deshaun Watson was a good guy. And unfortunately, we know that good guys can do terrible things.
Watson, who is being investigated by the NFL and Houston Police Department, has denied any wrongdoing. For Family Life Sports, I'm Brennan Dixon.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. All is quiet on the weather scene. We'll stay that way through tonight and through tomorrow. Our next weather maker will be a front that will deliver some showers on Friday. Rainfall we sorely need. We remain in very dry conditions across most of the area. But a beautiful evening will give way to starry skies overnight, and I'll be mild. Low temperatures, 40s in rural areas, low 50s in the metros and near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario. For tomorrow, today, the features more sun than clouds and a warm afternoon. High temperatures, mid-60s in the mid-70s, but again, cooler near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario. Friday, rather cloudy with a few showers and high temperatures in the 60s to near 70.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, Western New York native Jonah Heim has hit his first Major League Baseball home run. Family Life's Sarah Harnish has more.
Jonah Heim plays for the Texas Rangers. He made great contact and sent a ball over the wall, giving the Rangers a 6-1 lead yesterday.
Sends this one just out of reach at the bottom of the 6. It was not super deep, but it was a bomb. And that's a big one.
They ended up beating the Blue Jays 7-4, and 6 of those points were because of Heim's homer. It was the first home run of his major league career. The 25-year-old attended Kenmore East and Amherst High Schools and was born and raised in Tonawanda and Snyder, New York. He hit that baseball yesterday 392 feet. Sarah Harnish, Family Life News.
Thank you, Sarah. Yay for a native son. That's the world we live in this 7th of April. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.